Walking into a data center reminds me a lot of walking into an industrial chicken house. Rows and rows of stacked servers about 8 feet high are all whirling and clucking along as massive air conditioning units cool them down. This one building I'm in covers 140,000 square feet. That would obliterate Seattle's Safeco playing field, and then some. It's mind-boggling to see all these servers whirling away where wheat or alfalfa used to stand, and to realize that cloud computing is possible because of giant buildings like this one.
Like this, these servers right here that you're looking at, this actually hosts some of our mail.
That's Lisa Karstetter, the spokeswoman for this plant and a Quincy native.
So Yahoo Mail, if you were getting into your mail account, there's a chance that it could be sitting right there in those servers.
So why build here? Quincy is a flat grid surrounded by orchards and huge fields and home to under 7,000 people. Turns out that's perfect for data centers. These buildings need huge tracts of undeveloped land, water, and a steady flow of relatively cheap power, which they can get from nearby Northwest dams. When Microsoft, Dell, and Yahoo came calling back about 5 years ago, one guy was especially excited.
We've seen a lot of things happen, but it's been great.
That's Tim Sneed. He's the city administrator. He takes me on an extensive driving tour of Quincy in his older sedan. Where the wheat meets the pavement, we pass by one big warehouse building after another. A lot of these buildings store apples, frozen fries, or vegetables.
Wow. So you guys, I mean, the warehouse culture in or these big buildings in Quincy is not like a new concept, really. It's just what's inside of them.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't look at it that way, but you're absolutely right.
There are several data centers and now four more under construction. He calls it farming electrons. And this new crop has tripled Quincy's property tax revenue. Now there's a new library, playground toys, and road improvements. But is it creating jobs for the people of Quincy? That's hard to gauge. Turns out after these massive facilities are built, there isn't much need for many workers. Many people around town say they haven't heard of an opening at the data centers. And there isn't anywhere nearby to get trained so they're qualified. Take Prabin Josi. He owns the shortstop gas station on the north end of town.
Because I see a lot of people here in the long time, break time with this store. All of them are from different towns like Seattle, big cities. Yeah, that would be great if they could give a training for people from Quincy.
Still, Josie says he's grateful for the hundreds of construction workers in town and the bump in his business. Yahoo's latest plant required 200 workers in the peak of construction. But Quincy's data center story is still being written. Until recently, Washington gave tax breaks on computers and energy to data centers that built in most counties. But the latest effort to extend those tax breaks died in Olympia earlier this year. After the construction workers go back home, it will remain to be seen if Quincy's data center bloom is a one-time reaping or a continual harvest. I'm Anna King in Quincy.